is off-season with the Broncos compared to where you've been?
It's different from the sense of what Tootin does, from what I've been the last couple of years. But, you know, a lot of it, you know, been in the league for a while now, it pretty much ends up being the same. You know, first you have to get used to the altitude as far as the running for me. So that was a big adjustment, you know, thinking that I was already in shape. But you come here and you realize that, you know, it's a different kind of shape. You know, the guys that I've worked out with, I realize that how hard these guys have been working, you know, all year long before I even got here. And those guys have definitely pushed me from the linebackers. And even look at the rookies that come in, you know, they were in shape. They were ready to get after it.
So a little tougher than what you were used to? Or
in the sense of for getting used to it, you know, initially, as far as I think for, you know, the air and being able to breathe and just having, just being conditioned to what our strength coach wants us to do.
Aiken, how did you settle on the Broncos, and how many other places were you?
Through the period, it's about probably 5 or 6 teams. You know, I played against, you know, Josh when he was with New England, and through the years, and you just being the fact that, you know, I remember these guys last year. I had a couple guys that I'd play with, so, you know, I got to talk to Nadi, I got to talk to Dre, and a couple of other guys, DJ that I've known for a long time. And, you know, and then I actually, you know, sat down and, you know, I talked to Wink, and just in the schematics of things and what, you know, they like to do, what he likes to do, for me, I felt was best.
Besides comfort level, did you feel you had a better chance to play more here? And if so, what are the coaches telling you about that?
You know, I think pretty much, you know, to keep it safe is to say we predict our own role. You know, I think we have to all come in here. And, you know, Josh is somewhat old school in that sense, and that's kind of coaching staff I've been, you know, with Coughlin, Jack Del Rio, Bill, even Tony, is the fact that, you know, you go into training camp, you go into OTAs, and you define what kind of role that you're going to end up being in throughout the season. So, you know, it's open competition for everybody. And, you know, if you play well, you get to play, you know. And if not, then more likely you're not going
to
be here.
Aiken, but maybe it's too early to tell. Can you get a sense of this defense at all with what you guys have done so far?
I like it. You know, so far, you know, like you said, it is early. But, you know, so far, I think Wink really has an understanding of the guys that he has on this team defensively. I'm excited about our secondary. I think our front seven, really the sky is the limit. You know, those young guys up front, and plus the linebacker core, you know, it's a close unit, but at the same time, we all push each other on the field. And I'm realizing, you know, for myself, you know, being in the league this long, is that, you know, there is no day that's given. We come out here every day to work, to play hard, and like I said before, to compete. And that's every single day, every single practice, every single drill that we do is we're pushing each other and we're competing, and which it makes everything more fun. At the same time, you're learning, and if you can do that at a fast pace, you learn a lot faster too.
How similar is what you're doing in this defense compared to what you were in Miami?
It's different in the sense it's we blitz a little bit more. You know, I would say here as of right now, you know, you can't say what's going to happen during the season, but you know, the last couple of years in Miami, it's been, you know, we've played mostly out of base, you know, base coverage, but you know, he really has a good sense of who he wants to bring, how he wants to attack, you know, protections, and, you know, already, you know, you get after it. So it's, we're learning now what more than likely what we're going to do later.
Aiken, you brought up a couple guys, Coughlin and Parcells and Del Rio. These are all disciplinarian type of coaches. Do you see a lot of that in Josh, even though he's kind of a younger guy? I mean, do you see a lot of the similarities between?
He's a younger guy, but, you know, trust me, he's well respected. I think he's, from what they did last year, and from the guys that were here last year, and, you know, with the guys that they brought in this year, there's already an understanding of, you know, what this team wants, what he wants, and what he expects out of every single player. The way he presents himself every morning, you know, when we meet, you know, he has a message, and his message really gets across, you know, to everybody. And not only is he, you know, talking to the younger guys, but he's also talking to the, you know, the 10, 15-year vet. And so I think there's an understanding, there's a respect factor there. And at the same time, you love to play for people like that.
And you said you came in and you and Wink sat down and you went over the scheme, and we haven't really seen it, obviously, only a couple practices. But what do you think this defense is going to look like once the season starts? I mean, based on what he's talked to you about, based on what you've been doing out there, what do you expect from a Wink Martindale type?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we predict where we're going to be, you know. At the end of the day, how aggressive, you know, calls that he makes is going to determine what the players and how we execute. So, you know, the better we learn now, the more we know now, and the better we can execute now, the more he's more liable to, you know, call the plays or call the blitzes that he wants to call or certain coverages that he would like to call that or the exotic plays. You know, so as of right now, you know, it's still a lot of learning going on, but the excitement is we're getting after it and we're competing, and, you know, it's just you can tell that everybody enjoys what is going on.
Do you find the hoopla around Tebow entertaining, irritating, baffling? What's your reaction to it? There's probably never been a...
Doesn't bother at all, and I think it hasn't bothered anybody from my sense of just, you know, talking to guys and, you know, even sitting down and talking to him. He's such a humble guy that it's not a big deal to, you know, to sit down and talk to him or, you know, to even have to see other people talk to him. It really hasn't distracted anybody here. It hasn't deterred anybody from what we normally do on a daily basis. I think it's more so of you guys, you know, being interested in getting after him.
What does he do well and what does he need to work on?
He's a rookie, needs to work on everything. You know, it's a National Football League. You know, there's a whole lot you come in that you you haven't seen. And more likely you won't get that experience until you're out there on the field. From a quarterback position, it is by far the hardest position, you know, to play. So, you know, he has a lot of growing up to do, but, you know, from, you know, the personal part of it, you know, he's a guy that, you know, with his personalities, characteristics, that he should be able to grasp the idea and grasp what he has to do.
Is there anything that he does already that impresses you?
I mean, I haven't been paying attention as far as when he's in the offense. You know, for right now, it's more so what we're doing defensively.
How many positions are you learning right now? I mean, are you doing both inside spots and a little outside?
Well, you know, the thing is with the scheme, it's, you know, we have multiple positions that we all have to learn, and it's actually everybody. And so, you know, for right now, it's probably about 3 or 4, you know, positions. But, you know, you go into each day understanding, you know, what's coming up, and, you know, you prepare for it.
Could you play the outside? I mean, have you played the outside?
I've played outside. I've played inside. I've played, you know, I came out playing D end, you know, so it doesn't bother me.